This is Free Talk Live. If you dial the toll-free number, that is 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As again, we launch here in hour two. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us, by the way, on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Also, don't forget to join Sam over on his website, obscuredtruth.com. Now, that'll basically take you to a YouTube subscription page, which is well worth subscribing to, and you can see what Sam's been up to. Always busily working on things. I know you're in the midst of setting up a studio right now, so not spending too much time on the editing
deck. I am. I have several things in the can that really good protests and things that have happened here in Keene that I am looking forward to getting published out there soon.
So more coming soon at obscuredtruth.com as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. We'll start things out with Dan in New Jersey. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey. Yeah, I was calling. I've got some thoughts on law of attraction.
All right, before we go on, I mean, just because we've got people that are just now tuning in, Dan, how would you define law of attraction so we can make sure we're all on the same page?
Well, law of attraction, as I understand it, is the belief that we all have a determining factor in the outcome of the universe. That all of your thoughts, whether good or bad, attract certain circumstances to your life.
Wait, when you say we all, does that mean that other people influence the outcome of your life?
That's the way the law of attraction reads to me.
Okay, I mean, so you don't believe then that you're in control of your own destiny, that other people influence
it? We're not talking about what I believe right now. We're talking about the question what is my understanding of the law of attraction?
Yes, okay. So, okay. And I'm trying to clarify. Hold on, Dan. I'm trying to clarify that to make sure I understand.
Okay.
You just asked me
what I believe, and I'm telling you what my understanding of the law of attraction is.
Okay, and you believe that you're not completely in control.
So are you asking me what I understand about the law of attraction or what I believe?
Either one. If you want to distinguish the two, that'd be great.
Okay. The law of attraction, as I understand it, is that everyone affects the universe, right? So that if I desire something enough and
wish upon a star.
If I believe that, if I want that outcome, that the universe will provide it.
Okay.
I don't think that doesn't seem to be too far from what I believe. You know, what I believe the definition to be.
I don't know that the universe is going to provide it. I think the universe will line up the opportunities for you to create it.
So you have to open the doors in order to make that desire become reality.
Yeah, the law of attraction is not going to drop anything into your lap.
This is where I start having some questions, and maybe I just don't understand it well enough. But to me, the law of attraction argument starts out very reasonable, where you say, if you want something, you take positive steps to make that come about in your life. For example, Free State Project is a great example of this. You've got a lot of people who desire liberty in their life, who are getting together with other people who desire liberty in their life to make that come about, right?
Yeah, can I add one thing to that, Dan?
Sure.
Okay, so what you described, the law of attraction means doing these things, that's step two. Step one really starts with the being. It involves changing yourself and how you perceive the world and how you respond to the outside world. And what that does is, in effect, it has the effect of changing the people around you and the way that they respond and interact with you. And if you get the formula right, you can make changes out in the world that bring about what it is you're working towards. But it really starts with having that vision and having that picture of the way you want to see the world, and then changing yourself to help bring that about.
If I could relate an example to that, before we continue, I could relate an example. That would be that if you want to bring others to the ideas of freedom, then you should free your mind first. So you need to have that understanding complete within yourself before you can be an effective speaker or teacher to help bring other people to that viewpoint. So certainly firming up your communications abilities is an important thing to be able to do. And so I think a lot of liberty-minded people understand that inherently, that they have to free themselves in order to free others first.
So are you saying that the law of attraction only applies to people who understand it or are actively applying
no,
it?
Absolutely.
Well,
not.
I think that the driving
so
of a
do,
I think that
well,
to, I, no, Dan, I think I, that the driving of a car applies to people who to anybody who gets behind the wheel of a car. But I think that knowing and understanding how to drive a car and you know, training yourself and learning from others, that you can do a better job at it.
Let's talk briefly about this idea. You know, the question is, does the law of attraction only apply to those who understand it? Well, no. And the lengthier answer to that would be that it's acting at all times. It's a law, so like the law of gravity. Of course, it's certainly a little more unscientific because there hasn't really been any real way of proving it, I guess.
Well, except for all the evidence for it is purely anecdotal.
So it's acting constantly upon you, whether you know it or not.
All the evidence for gravity was purely anecdotal before they came up with the scientific method.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes perfect sense, Mark.
I'm just saying, and gravity is still a theory, isn't it?
Well, going back, because we got completely off subject, I was still asking a question. Does the law of attraction affect people who think and attract negative consequences to themselves?
Sure.
I mean, I think that's true. Like, people who are always in a bad mood, who think negatively, who complain a lot, generally bad things happen to them, right?
Psychology would call a lot of that self-fulfilling prophecies, where if you are acting negatively and are constantly, you know, feeling awful and acting out toward other people in an angry manner, that you're going to get all that back in spades.
And so why do bad things happen to good people?
Okay, should we... Sam, did you want to explain something before we get to that question?
Yeah, I wanted to add one little thing. So the idea, have you ever woken up on the wrong side of the bed and you just get in a bad mood and you go out and you're just in this bad mood and all these other bad things start happening to you that day? Well, the people that you interact with, the universe always says yes. And the idea of the law of attraction, the universe is always saying yes. So it's always giving you what you want. Even if you're a good person, for some reason, you have lined up the circumstances to run
really? So,
into.
So kids who get leukemia, they really wanted leukemia? Is that what you're saying? They attracted the leukemia to them?
Well, I think that first off, you'd have to. I understand where you're coming from. I think what you'd have to do is apply the idea that this is a spiritual journey, and that there is an existence of a soul that is greater than life today. And so this, like, there's something to learn from life.
Oh. So kids who get leukemia did something bad in their past life.
So Dan, tell me something.
Wait a second. He asked a question that I want to handle first.
Right.
No, kids with leukemia didn't do anything bad that they're being punished for or anything like that. What they're doing is they're experiencing something. Have you ever read a book about a child with leukemia?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that level of experience.
I mean, I've read stories. I can't say that I've read an entire book, but I've
read a book about a child who's had a bad experience. Have you read a book about a child who had a bad experience?
Yeah, sure.
Great. So that is about the level of commitment that the spirit has to the physical realm, in the sense that, hey, you're experiencing this. There's something to learn. You'll have entertainment and all that other stuff.
Dan,
here's my problem. Here's my problem, guys, is that law of attraction sounds great on the surface, okay? Obviously, people who are confident, who take action, get what they want. We see this all the time. Successful CEOs, successful actors, anyone, I mean, they don't even have to be rich and famous. Anyone who is happy in their life, who is getting their working their dream job, even if they're a teacher or a fireman or whatever, you know, we can see how they applied some of these concepts from law of attraction to their life, and they got what they wanted.
Certainly.
But it quickly diverges from something that is completely realistic into, you know, this metaphysical just BS.
Okay, Dan, do you believe... Hold on, Dan. Dan, we've let you talk.
I read a book. I'm reading a book about law of attraction, right?
Okay, which one?
And this says that the universe only responds to positives. So if I'm riding a bicycle and I see a ditch and I think I don't want to fall into that ditch, the universe perceives want, fall, ditch. And the next thing you know, I've fallen into a ditch, because that's what the universe only works in positive.
And Dan, you're reading a book.
Bunk.
You're reading a book that describes the law of attraction in terms of positive and negative. Sorry, those are judgment calls, and the law of attraction is not about judgment.
We'll come back with more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. He is a good opponent. We'll keep him on the line, and more with your calls as well coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version, dial-up, and webcam versions of the show are all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL. FTL at AdamEve.com. Again, AdamEve.com.
You know what that free gift is?
No, I don't.
Me either. Could be anything at AdamEve.com.
All right. Mm. So 800-259-9231. Back to your calls where we are continuing a discussion here with Dan in New Jersey. And, Dan, you're back on the AMP line with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Yes.
Okay. Sam, should we let Dan go, or did you want to jump back?
Yeah, Dan, we kind of cut you off.
Sam was making a point about how this book written by a supposed authority on law of attraction wasn't explaining it right or something.
What's the book?
Oh, your book. It had to do with right and wrong. Let me just ask you a question, Dan, to understand a little more. Do you believe that deaf people, kids that are deaf, are handicapped?
Do I believe that deaf kids are handicapped?
Yeah, because they can't hear. I mean, they're not like us.
Well,
isn't life richer, being able to hear things and music and all that stuff? Isn't it better for you?
Well, I think that, I mean, we do use the word handicapped or maybe disabled to mm-hmm. describe people who can't hear. That doesn't mean they can't compensate for their not hearing.
What do you think it's possible that somebody who's deaf might actually think it's better than the people who can actually hear? Because, you know, there are people who are deaf who see it not as a handicap, but as a gift. Remember the story we read a while back from the kids that wanted to have children and the state kept taking them away? They didn't see it as being handicapped. They saw it as a gift. They had peace and solitude and were able to gather their thoughts or, you know, just live in their own world.
Yeah, that's great, but do you think their parents were attracting their kids being taken away by the state? Why was that happening to their family?
Certainly.
I think that you're being combative on it, and that's fine.
I'm calling in opposition, Mark. That's kind of the point.
Yeah, absolutely. The idea that the world, that I shape the entire world and I make it all, you know, not the way I see law of attraction. And for me, law of attraction is an empowering place to come from. Will I bet Jack's life that the law of attraction's true? No, but I'd like to have a powerful place to come from, and so it works for me. The idea that I control every little thing that happens, in reality, not so. I mean, circumstances come up, and that's what makes life rich, full, and interesting.
And, Dan, it seems like you're going back to the idea of, if people are thinking positively, how could bad things happen to good people? Is that kind of where you're coming from?
I mean, in a way, I suppose, but
that's what I'm hearing.
I guess I would say it is, you know, you're saying that this is a law that applies to everyone. The negative attracts the negative, and positive affects the positive. So why do seemingly good people attract these things? Why do kids get cancer? And it seemed like Mark was trying to make some kind of point about, well, you know, maybe it's some kind of blessing in disguise. Like,
yeah, well, let's
this,
take let's
this 7-year-old girl who's suffering with leukemia in her long, spiritual journey of many lives is really learning something important from her pain and suffering. And I'm sorry, I'm going to reject that. That's
okay. So, right.
I'm not going to put a stamp of approval on a child's suffering. Ever in this life and a million lives.
You know, there's a lot of parents out there that say what you're doing is you're discounting the feelings of a lot of parents out there that say that they find their child in whatever differently abled circumstance they're in to be a real blessing in their life. That person being in their life in that circumstance is a blessing to them, and it's been very positive.
Well, but Mark,
that's great, Mark. I mean, I'm not going to reject the idea that we can take bad circumstances in our lives and make the best of them, but. I mean,
circumstances bad, Dan. Who are you to stand in judgment over those circumstances being bad? For instance, I went to prison for 8.5 years.
Jack gets leukemia. That's not a bad thing, Mark.
I would consider
your son has cancer.
You're
going to learn something from it.
Absolutely, I will learn something from it, and likely he will have some spiritual value too from it. And so I'm going to attempt to look at it from that angle. Yes, I see it the same way you do, but I also find
so why did that
something
happen?
In just a second, Dan.
Did,
I also find in my life
so that you
people,
could learn something.
Dan, just hold on just one second.
Okay, sure.
I want to point something that sounds really bad out. I went to prison for 8.5 years, spent a long time there, grew and learned in prison. Many people will say to me, oh, my God, you lost your young adulthood or your childhood, or that was such an important growth period, or because it was the time from 18 to 28 or whatever. And they'll act like I've lost that. They'll feel heartbroken upon hearing that news. Whereas I think to myself, I didn't lose that. I had different circumstances in that time frame. Do you understand? I mean, like, it's almost, I'm not saying it is, it almost insulting saying that, you know, oh, that's bad that you went to prison. No, I learned a lot. Life was, you know, it was okay.
Dan, my ex.
So why not go back? Well, you might learn something the next.
He's
next
moved
go-around.
On. He doesn't need that at this point.
Oh,
go ahead, Sam.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense at all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, how about this one? My ex-girlfriend had leukemia. Okay. And I have never met anyone ever who has cherished life, who understood the gift that every moment is, that every interaction with another person is. I've never seen someone just go out and suck up life and take it for all it's worth because she had leukemia, because she realized that life is truly a gift, that it's not something to be taken for granted. Do you think she would have gotten that had she not ever had leukemia or been diagnosed or found out?
No, here's the thing, guys, is I'm by no means saying that people can't learn from experiences that happen to them, okay? If they're otherwise suffering, if they're in pain, they can take a experience that every other person, apparently aside from you three guys, would say is a bad experience, okay? They're in pain. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like pain. Pain isn't good, okay?
Pain is an indicator from the world.
Pain bad, good feelings are good. Feeling good is good, okay?
How would you, here's a question, though, for you. How would you know what good felt like if you'd never felt pain?
How would you know what, I don't know, if a tree falls in the forest?
No. You don't get the question. The question is that if there was no pain, if there was no bad, how would you know what good was?
Because your baseline experience of not feeling good, I mean, I'm going to assume that you're not talking about some hypothetical where you're just in a constant state of euphoria, but wherever your baseline experience would be less than good.
If you were in
a
constant state of
experiencing a crushing bone at the moment.
If you were in a constant state of euphoria, you wouldn't know that it was euphoria because it would be all that you ever know.
You have nothing to compare it to. Thanks, Dan. Good conversation. 800, going to make room for somebody else here. 800-259-9231. You wouldn't know what a baseline was if all you had.
Well, you have a baseline.
Just be what
it is. Baseline would be euphoria.
Okay, right. But how would you categorize what that was? You can compare it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know that email is not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing privacyharbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative, guaranteed. Sign up for a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. Privacyharbor.com.
All right, toll-free 800-259-9231. So we're going to continue here taking your calls about anything. And just real quick, was looking at the chat room, the AMP-only chat room during the break, where a number of the critics of the concept of law of attraction are residing at the moment.
Why do you care so much about this? What do people think about the law of attraction?
Well, it's an interesting discussion. Don't you think we've been having an interesting discussion here?
I guess. I just, you know, I don't want to smear anything in their faces either, because I don't like the feeling of getting it smeared in mine. For instance, today, Bile sent me a little link. To a Penn and Teller thing, sort of, you know, letting me know that, oh, this stuff that you believe that isn't founded by science is, it's just gobbledygook, and then it can be dangerous. Another link to show how dangerous it can be, because believing in ghosts, some guy in India killed 70 women or something. So therefore, belief in supernatural will get you bad results. You know, and it's one thing to do it on the BDS where that's
that's where people are supposed to discuss these things.
But wait, no, I think it's something important to do it here because it's...
Oh, I don't think that it's
when
not
we
true
talk
here,
about these ideas, people have certain things that will shoot through their minds and they'll object and they'll think the objections, but they'll never get on the air. Dan managed to throw out a number of them, and mm-hmm. the objections are being voiced in the chat room. Maybe they'll come out of this next call, maybe they won't. I just wanted to throw them out there real quick so we can continue this discussion. And it's a discussion you can change simply by calling in, but basically what some are saying is that we're talking about the law of attraction. We're specifically talking with Dan about the idea of, well, what about people that get hurt? What about people that have negative experiences? Are you saying that that's really just something that you're supposed to learn something from? And what about the person that was actually experiencing those negative experiences? How did they attract those to themselves? Lots of questions surrounding this. And from what we were saying, Rillian in the chat room says, funny, I remember Ian calling Mother Teresa a horrible person for allowing people to keep suffering because she saw value in it. Well, there's nothing wrong with me making a judgment call or creating an opinion of what I think of what another person does. And similar to what she said, Dan, who is also in the chat room, says that, so you guys can't really speak out against government oppression because victims of the government are learning important lessons.
Can you, in a video game, can you pick sides to who you want to win? Or in a movie or in a book, can you root for a hero and a villain? Can you decide that the actions of these fictitious characters are good or bad?
You can, and you can either keep your mouth shut about it or you can speak out about it. And so we observe what is going on in the world around us, and we want to bring people's attention to it, so in hopes that those things will stop in the future.
How many Fortune 500 companies hire a college grad fresh out of college to be a CEO?
None.
Why?
Doesn't have the experience.
Because they don't have the experience, because they can't accomplish the great things that they have coming down the road in their life without having to go through the struggle and the trials and learn about themselves and be able to find what it is within themselves in order to start creating things out in the world.
Here's a really tough one for you, Sam, since you've got all the answers.
Oh, boy.
Here's one tough one, and we'll get right to the phone calls after this one. Rillian says, if you get raped, the lesson is there are worse things in life than rape, and you should be grateful that none of those things happened to you.
No, not quite. So rape, it's an event. It's something that happens. People's interpretation of it is what they have control of. You can't change what's already happened, but you can choose. Some people choose to let it really destroy their lives. There's women who get raped, and
that's pretty much it.
They can't be in a relationship with men. They can never trust a man. They don't feel comfortable around men. And
probably
the idea,
don't feel comfortable walking down the street.
Yeah, the idea of a relationship scares them to death. There are other women who get raped and they decide, you know what, this is something that has got to change, and they are empowered by it and they're able to go out and speak out against it. And they encourage other women to stand up and talk about, hey, this has happened to me too. It gives them the courage to speak out against it. And the more people you have speaking about this and saying, look, here's how it affected my life. This was a horrible event that happened to me. The more likely it is to impact some man who's likely to do that.
So are you saying, Sam, that it was just a choice in each one of those women as far as how they responded to that violent act?
In some level. I'm not saying that it's a conscious choice that people go down the street or driving down the street and decide, hey, I think I'll get in a wreck today. But the universe is always saying yes to us. In some aspect of my life, if I get in a car accident, it's because I needed to slow down. I needed to not be, you know, somewhere else. I don't know everything, all of the, I'm not obviously aware of all of my thoughts. If I was, then I would have exactly what I want. So the law of attraction is really the process of looking at yourself, at your beliefs, at your opinions, and what you make up about the events, the what is, and finding a more effective way to interpret that.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Dave in Ohio, listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
I let the old man weigh in on this.
All right. How old are you, Dave?
42 almost.
Yeah, you got me beat.
Yeah, when Helen Keller was asked, would she rather have her sight or her hearing, she said neither.
Really?
She
did.
She considered her disability an ability.
Yeah, you know, and another thing that one can look at from this standpoint is Helen Keller is a pivotal, important figure in history. Because she was deaf and blind. She's for no other reason. I mean, and I suppose how she reacted to it. There's certainly been other deaf blind people. So you take the combination of the fact that she's deaf and blind and how she reacted to it, and she's an important, inspirational person in history.
Yes.
Yep.
And sometimes when I'm in town walking, I can not say who I am, and people will know instantly, hey, I know you. And sometimes I can walk into places and not say a word, and they won't recognize me. So it's laws of attraction.
Hey, Dave, how do you feel about where you're at in life? Do you feel like, you know, you've been dealt this awful hand and it's just not fair, or what are your thoughts on it? I'm really
curious.
Well,
years ago I thought I was dealt a bad hand. I felt worthless, hopeless. I was even at the point of, well, killing myself. But
yeah,
not now.
What happened?
My outlook changed. I began seeing things differently.
Yeah, this is the law of attraction. This is what it comes down to at its core. The one thing you have control over is you. You get to define your perspective, your interpretation of what is, and it's simply choosing the most effective interpretation for you.
If you're not feeling something good, then just shift your perspective and shift your feelings step by step until you can get to that place.
Right.
And that sounds like what you did. I mean, it sounds to me, and I'm speculating here, you can tell me if I'm off or not, but it sounds to me like you were probably raised surrounded by people who told you a story about how, oh, well, Dave, you're never going to make it. Dave, you're going to have a tough time. Dave, you're crippled, or you're having a, you know, you're just different, Dave. You're different, and
that's
a bad thing, Dave. And so you came to believe what it was that they told you, but then at some point something changed for you, and I don't know what it was. And if you want to enlighten us as to what that process was like for you, I'd be interested in hearing it. But something changed to allow you to make that shift in your mind, and now here you are today, a much more positive person as a result of it, and probably much more successful too.
Well, seeing how people reacted to others, something clicked, and I saw how people were treating each other, and now I speak out on that everyone has rights.
Nice. Thank you, Dave. Always appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever you want. Hopefully you'll speak out about your thoughts on anything. That's the point of the show. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, and if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because, darn it, that's important. You get perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com, so get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Dale in New Hampshire from anarchynewhead.com. Hello, Dale.
Hey, guys. I do want to talk about the stuff that I take issue with, but I shouldn't say take issue. It's just a portion that I disagree with. But I, it's more important to me that I want to end on a positive note, because there's like 90% of what you guys are talking about that I agree with.
Okay.
And I think that's the more important part, frankly.
I concur.
So like the part that I have issue with really is, and I think it's important to address this, it's kind of like when in the drug war they talk about how horrible pot is to scare kids away from it, when in fact they're saying things that aren't actually true, and then the kids find that out, and then they don't trust them on anything anymore.
Okay.
So I think if you don't address the things that people take issue with for good reason, then they're going to reject the whole message. And I think the message is good. So, I mean, I think where you lost me, Sam, is what you started talking about your girlfriend who had leukemia and how much she learned from that experience and how much she appreciated life for it.
Yes.
And you talked about women who had been raped, and there's the two different directions that could go. You had people who were damaged by it. And you had people who learned from it and moved on.
No. Hold on. Can I just correct one little thing in what you said there? Okay, you said there are people who learn from it and people who are damaged by it. Nobody was damaged by it. They chose to
allow themselves.
They chose to interpret it as ruining their life, and therefore the law of attraction gives them, well, this ruined my life, and I can't be in relationships anymore. But it's still a choice.
I'm conceding that. I agree with you there. I think that they can either move on or not. How they react to that external experience is
how they interpret.
Control.
How they interpret. There's a difference between reacting and interpreting. One is deliberate, the other is not. The other is just going subconscious and
Reactions are typically based on your prior indoctrination or whatever
your beliefs. Exactly.
Yeah, and see that's one of the things that where I'm with you on, because I think there's this big difference on I'm jumping ahead of myself, but there's a difference between most of us are very reactive to the world around us,
yes.
And we allow it to control us, and we go into jobs that we don't really like because we're convinced that that's what we're supposed to do, and mm-hmm. and things like that, and we're not internally motivated by our true passions.
People have been trained for that. I mean, that's what the government system is doing. It takes the ability for people to interpret out. It removes critical thinking. It essentially does turn you into this kind of reactionary that you just kind of bounce around throughout the circumstances that life puts in front of you without realizing that indeed it's you that's creating that.
And let me just talk about the part I have to take issue with, because I agree with everything you just said.
Okay.
And the part I take issue with is when you started talking about if you're in a car accident that you somehow caused it. And I think I understand that applying these principles, and I believe that applying these principles will lead to tremendous success in your life in terms of achieving your goals. And I think there's good reason for that that doesn't require some of the mystical portions that to a lot of people are going to reject, including myself.
And rejecting or accepting the mystical portions is fine. It doesn't really matter in the course of this law of attraction thing. You would agree that having
it does matter when you're trying to convince someone, though. If you're dwelling on portion and no one sees evidence for the mystical. For these mystical aspects of
it's not. It doesn't matter to us whether people believe.
Right. I am not trying to convince you, Dale. I'm only trying to give you my experiences.
No, I know you're not.
And just tell you about it. I'd like to tell you about a car wreck that I had once, though. A couple of weeks prior to this car wreck, and I really do in my personal life, and it's just a belief. It's not true. I attribute this, as the reason. I thought that my car hit about 140,000 miles. I decided, I better start looking for a new car. Who knows how long this thing will last? 140,000 miles is a lot of miles. I better start looking for a new car. Within, I'd say 2 weeks. I don't want to be, completely accurate, but that thing was on my mind for a while, and I was, just sideswiped on the interstate at 75 miles an hour. The car was totaled, and I needed to get a new car. Like, maybe I created that for myself.
Well, it's certainly possible. I mean, it's possible that there's any number of things that are possible in the universe. I mean, Men in Black, the entire universe was inside a marble. That's possible. In the Matrix, we were all living in a computer program. That's possible.
I think we're in somebody's 19...
psychokinesis, and that we're manipulating all the events in the universe that's happening to us. That is possible. But there's
Dale?
No particular reason to believe in any particular possibility without the evidence for it. And I'm saying that the law of attraction, 90% of it, is explainable and makes sense without that. And so I see no reason to presume that I am controlling every event that happens to me. I do understand that.
Who is, Dale? If you're not, who is?
There are millions of other people in the world besides me. There are events happening in the universe that are outside of my control. I can't control
Dale,
the vast majority of what's happening in the universe.
What's more empowering to you? What position's more empowering for you? What works best? I'm not talking about what's true. I'm talking about what works. What's more empowering? Like, the world's happening, and I can't do anything about it.
Here's the question.
The question is, here's two positions. Which one's more powerful? The world is happening, and I can't do a damn thing about it, or I control everything.
Why do you get – that's a false dichotomy.
No, it's nothing. It's a question.
I reject those two choices. I reject that those are the only choices I have.
Okay, Dale.
You could say he was in the middle somewhere where he controls a lot.
Is it not empowering to acknowledge – to know reality and be equipped to deal with it?
To know whose reality? Reality is
your
subjective,
experience with me,
Dale.
Is that I can't deal with reality?
Pardon?
Your experience with me is that I can't deal with reality?
I don't understand. What do you? I don't.
Do you think that
you,
I cannot deal with reality?
That? What did I say to imply that?
Well, I'm saying that you're saying that it's empowering to be able to deal with reality. I'm saying I'm of the opinion that I control everything in the world.
No, you gave me two choices, Mark. I'm addressing your choices that you gave me.
I'm telling you.
A false dichotomy where I'm in control of everything in the entire universe. Well, I have no control.
Okay, Mark, I want to correct.
Hold on,
Dale. Hold on, Dale. All right, Mark, I want to correct one thing that you're saying. You're saying that you control
everything. I should say I'm at cause in the matter.
Well, not at cause, but responsible. The at the core of the law of attraction is this concept of responsibility, and here's what it boils down to.
This is a tough one, by the way. I'm still working on it.
He is still struggling with this.
I don't like the terminology responsible.
Okay. You go for it. Mm-hmm. If I am 100% responsible for everything that happens in the universe, the difference from that position and there are all these other people out in the world doing different things and they just have this impact on my life and I'm powerless to do anything about it, that's the difference in 100. Hold on, Dale. Hold on, please.
All right.
The difference is in 100% responsibility, there is possibility for me to change what is. When it's other people doing it and I have no control over it, there is zero possibility. I am a victim and there's nothing I can do about it. So which place is more powerful, more effective for you personally to come from? One of responsibility or
the false dichotomy?
Which is what?
Is rephrase Mark's false dichotomy.
What's the false dichotomy? Please explain it to me.
But from your explanation you just gave me, I am the only entity in the universe. You do not exist.
No.
It's like that whole position, there's no one else in the universe. They have no impact on me whatsoever. And that's simply, why?
No, Dale.
I mean, that's an absurdity based on my experience.
Here's an idea. Take for a second a remote control car. And have you ever played with one before?
Sure.
Okay, so you have the controller, right? What if there were two controllers? Then each person would be able to turn the car. The car would respond in some manner or another to the turning. So if you're turning left, I'm turning right, the car probably wouldn't go any direction at all, right? But if you're turning left, I'm turning left, the car goes left. If you're not doing anything and then I push the reverse, the car goes in reverse. So we both have complete control over the car in that respect. Does that make some sense?
But how does that tie into the 100% responsibility?
I'm sort of trying to figure out how this relates. Who is the car? What is the car analogous to?
The car is the analogous to the universe or everything in it.
The car is what is. We are at choice as to how we shape the path and the direction of the car. That's, I think, Mark's analogy.
So you're 100% responsible, but so am I, and so is Mark, and so is Dale.
Yep.
So it's not that you're... it's very hard to get to.
The answer lies in possibility. If everyone takes 100% responsibility, the possibilities for changing what is are greatly increased.
Thanks, Dale, for the call. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.